This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Definitely missed the on-ball defense of one Gary Payton II. That's not a strength of Brandon Podziemski. And again, I bring this up, and we're celebrating a big win, and we're going to find out more about these young guys as this road trip starts, potentially without Stephen Curry being a part of it. We'll see pelvic contusion for one Stephen Curry, but that's going to be a thing come playoff. Like, teams are going to isolate and try to hunt a Podziemski. They're going to try to hunt a Quentin Post. They're going to try to hunt some of these guys and see if they could, you know, stop the big boys in the Western Conference with a lot of bigs, a lot of size, and a lot of speed and athleticism.
Look, not every player is a complete player on both ends of the floor.
No, and we're not saying he is, but that's...
No, but I think what ends up happening in Warrior Land is that it's either you're the greatest player who ever lived and you have no flaws, or, oh my God, let's point out every single one of your flaws.
That's fans in general. But yeah, I hear you.
I'm not here for it. Pods had a great game in the first half, and then I thought in the second half he did a lot of little winning plays. Now,
That being said, is Scotty Barnes like going off the way he's going off? If we had GP2 out there,
he's a monster.
Well, I'm just saying,
tough matchup.
It is,
for
or an Emmanuel Quickly, if you will.
Here's the thing:
he had a couple quick buckets.
He did, right?
But not having
a rim protector alongside, you know, Podziemski, I think it's tough, and he wants to get up in quickly and get him at the top of the key, and he did blow by him. He's a fast player, and that's not a strength of Potts. Potts also drew a couple of charges. You know, he give it, then he take it away. Not everyone is going to be excellent on both ends. And so, like, I think the tolerance level from some of the young players by the fan base,
totally,
we got to relax a little.
No, totally.
We got to relax a little.
But that being said, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That's why I still have slight pause. And again, we're excited. We're happy. We're feeling great. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. It is the young guys, ultimately, come playoff time, that's going to be the difference between winning and losing a given series. And it's going to come down to those guys. I know what I'm going to be getting with Jimmy. I know what I'm going to be getting with Steph. And I know what I'm going to be getting with Draymond. I'm going to get high-level IQ basketball greatness with those guys. It's a mixed bag everywhere else, and it's going to be a lot of prove it. But that being said, you could say that for the rest of the Western Conference contenders, right? We're going to try to find out a lot about the others with Oklahoma City, with the Lakers. Are you going to be trusting Jackson Hayes as a starter? That's baked into it. They're going to be relying on him a lot. So I say that to say it's not uniquely a Golden State problem.
I agree.
But we're going to find out a lot about this team in the coming months. But we're shining a light on the young guys after last night's win, because that is a game, again, they lose a couple months ago. And Coach Vallejo brought it up. He was talking about Jimmy Butler after the game. This is what he had to say in regards to the Warriors having to play perfect if Steph is going to be out.
Whether he's with us or whether he's not, hopefully he is. But if he isn't, that's just more perfect basketball that we're going to have to play. We can't afford to turn the ball over. We can't afford to foul, because we don't have the one individual that can automatically get us back into the game. But we want our guy with us.
By the way, with Stephen Curry off the court in the Jimmy Butler era, Warriors are a plus 60.
Where's the line? What he said? Bill Walsh had a great line. I love this line. I use it all the time when I'm coaching, not to pretend that I'm Bill.
Well, you know.
We strive for perfection at practice and in games, knowing it's unattainable, yet along the way, we'll touch some greatness.
Yeah.
And if your standard is perfection, no one's perfect. You can't be perfect. It's impossible. It's an imperfect sport. If you know that, though, but if your standard is that setting, you're going to be a really good team, right? It's when you settle for good and you settle for mediocre, you're a bad team.
It's the guys that stay late. It's want to complete more routes. I didn't like that I dropped the ball there. Let's keep going. 100 more balls. I didn't like that I missed a free throw there. We're going to do another 100 more. It's the gym rats, and it's that mindset and mentality. And that's the thing. Golden State Warriors, and I don't know why people are the coach of Vallejo is a huge Warriors fan. I love that mindset. That should be the mindset of the Golden State Warriors, right?
But to me, yes, but to me also, it's not like Jimmy came in screaming and yelling at people. It's been a couple of weeks now. And yeah, there's a situation here and there. He got into it with Kuminga. He got into it with Gee. And got into it. I mean, he just voiced his displeasure.
Why are we getting all upset about that?
No, I love that, because to me, they needed a different voice outside of Draymond to hold people accountable. Since when is a Hall of Famer telling a young guy what to do on a particular play in the middle of the action? Since when's that a bad thing?
When Stephen Curry is out, it's Jimmy Butler's team. Let's just keep it a buck. When Stephen Curry is out, it is Jimmy Butler's team.
Now look,
it's not Draymond's. It's not Steve Kerr's. It's not Moses Moody's. It's not Jonathan Kuminga's. When Stephen Curry is out, it's Jimmy Butler's team, and you all better get out of the way and do what he says. Look, he's the leader.
There is a fine line on ripping every young player at every single turn. I don't think that's what we're seeing. What we're seeing is hey man, let's go.
Yes.
Let's go. I'm coming to the lane. You popped out. I need you to go to the corner. I need you to go to the corner on that. Next one, you go to the corner. They're in the middle of a game. They're trying to win. They just lost Steph. Everybody's fired up. Have you played sports, people? Have you played sports? This is part of the creative tension that happens during the heat of competition. And I'm not even talking about when millions are on the line.
Exactly.
Millions and legacies and all that stuff. And so, yeah, Jimmy Butler's kind of cut from that Tom Brady cloth.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking
of. Not everybody is going to be like Steph Curry, where they're just a gracious teammate.
No.
You know, like, that's why him and Draymond get along so well.
Exactly.
They're kind of like see the game the same way. And I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at Nick and Berkeley. It's been a minute, Nick
What's
and Berkeley.
Up, Nick?
Where you been, man? You're
What's
all with Spadoni and Chasky.
Oh, man. Chastarelli and Spadoni. You guys are killing me, man. Hey, look, man. First of all, Buckets is like a college high school name, man. So we changed his name to Bugsy because 16-2 is gangster. The Warriors haven't gone 16-2 since the 16-17 season when they started in the 15-16 season. And we all know what happened in that era. So it's when they were putting up records. And then, you know, and Draymond, I got to give a shout out to him because he lost his mind in the right way. And he went from Dray Mean and now he's back to Dray Goon because he's out there gooning out. So I'm just saying, you know, Kuminga, when a veteran tells you to listen, if he tells you to pass, if he's asked for the ball, give him the ball, bro. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a pride thing, bro. It's basketball. It's
exactly.
Not Roger Bang flying to the moon. Cavs got to listen. You know, in this era of coaches getting fired because the athletes ain't playing and nobody wants to blame the players. Like, you know, Draymond and Bugsy, they ain't going for that, bro. If you're out there making mistakes, you make mistakes. Like, if you drive a Formula One car and you steadily crashing into the wall, you're going to be off the team. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
It's like levels to it, man. It's levels to learning how to play sports and getting right. And I also like to give a shout out to Patrick Mahomes for quitting at halftime and getting double slapped in the face like that. That was great. That was the most double slap WWE move. Right, double slap to the face. I don't know when I've ever seen that before, but I would say this. I think Charles Haley might have done it, but dude, that was so epic. And they came out at halftime looking like, oh God, we don't want to even play the second half. They showed Taylor Swift one time on the TV. I was cracking up.
Hey, look.
I was like, yep. But hey, man, look, the Warriors are doing it. Let's, you know, cross our fingers and
hey,
keep it rocking. And you know what?
You.
And you know what, man? Shout out to the UCSD women's basketball and men's basketball team. The first time in history that a university has gone Division I, and then their first year, both teams in the same sport went to the NCAA playoffs.
I love it.
So
there
tight.
You go. Good call, Nick.
Ah, damn, they barely fell yesterday, by the way. 3 points for the Michigan Wolverines. That was a good effort for them. They covered.
Joe, what are they trying to do right now?
Who's they?
The Warriors.
They're trying to win.
Okay.
They're trying
no
to
matter
what.
DJ
Khaled said so.
They're trying to lock up a playoff spot.
I'm just kidding. Continue. Yes.
Right? They're trying to lock up a playoff spot. But within the, like, There's so many different journeys, right? There's the bigger journey of like, hey, the whole season.
There's levels to this.
Yeah,
yes.
Right? There's like, you know, you go on a mission and then, oh, okay, now the mission has a different little side
a
track.
Quest. I just finished The Hobbit, by the way.
There we
so
go.
We're all
so,
good.
So
yes.
Here we go. So here's where we go. Right now they're trying to get into the playoffs.
Battle of the Five Armies.
That's the number one, right? But along the way, we're also trying to get these guys, like a Gui Santos, like a Kuminga, up to speed to see if they can be ready for the crucible of this year's playoffs. Because that's what it is. It's a crucible. I mean, this is a huge, huge test. It's not easy basketball. You got to play smart. The margins are thin. Two turnovers in a row and a missed defensive assignment is the difference between winning and losing a game and can be the difference in between winning and losing a series.
That's a good point.
All right? On top of that, not only are we worried about this year, but all these young guys are prepping themselves emotionally and mentally. Will you be on my team next year and the year after that? Because we're going into the luxury tax because this is not about a 10-year runway. Steph's not 25. Jimmy's not 25. They're older. They're 35, 36, and 37. This is about who is going to be here, not just for this year in the playoffs, but also for next year and the year after. So along the way, if I got to run hot a little, at times, as long as I'm not completely burying someone psychologically, it's going to happen. And if you can't take it, you're probably not going to be here next year.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the reality. Have you seen how LeBron has operated for a decade? That's exactly the way he has run things. The Warriors have to be as cutthroat. And it's not about kumbaya. I want to win. I want to win at least one more while we have this core. And I think they can do it. Are these young guys ready for the task? That's the question.
That's the question.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.